Welcome. So, first things first is I lied. I'm not going to give you SaaS ideas because that's stupid. I'm going to give you the thought process behind you having to come up with an idea, which is far more valuable. So, let's break it down. So, the best SaaS ideas that will make you a millionaire if you can execute. Okay. So, what do I mean by this? Let me give you an example, right? Let me give you the example of this factory, right? We have this factory that produces, right? Tires, right? This is a factory that produces tires, okay? We produce tires. And now the whole assembly process starts with a station where we take the rubber out of somewhere. Actually, we receive the rubber, right? We receive the rubber from whatever, right? And then we take the rubber, right? And we refine it to have refined rubber, okay? And then next step is we take the refined rubber and we molded it into sort of a tire form. Then we take that sort of tire form and we make it harder or softer depending on the car we want it to fit, right? We kind of have a tire by this point. And then finally, we finally have our amazing tire that we can go out and sell to our customers, okay? This is what the factory looks like. And trust me, it's all gonna make sense, right? This is our tire factory, right? Now, the way in which you come up with SaaS ideas that actually will make you money is by going into pain points and optimizing those pain points. Now, what do I mean by this in specific, right? Your goal here should be not creating a SaaS for optimizing the refining of the rubber, not for optimizing the molding, not for optimizing the, not for optimizing these steps, right? But you should go for the in-between steps, these right here, because you're gonna optimize for inefficiencies here. And this is an example for, a tire factory, but this applies to maybe CRM for dentists. I don't know, you get my point, right? You wanna optimize for these little issues right here, right? Let me give you another example to make this even sound more interesting. Our current SaaS, for example, is a content marketing SaaS that with AI, leverages AI to increase the speed at which businesses can produce content for their blog online, okay? Now, previously, right, they used to have to go up the stairs, right? Step by step, they used to have to do the keyword research, figure out, okay, what do I want to write content about? Then they used to have to write the blog posts. Then once they have the big wall of text on the blog post, right, they will have to add images, right? But they have to source the images then to go add them to the articles. Same thing for videos, right? Source the videos on YouTube and see, okay, which video do I want to add to this article? Add the video to the article, right? And then internal links. So they've produced other articles in the past, right? And they want to make sure this new article links to those other articles in a way that makes sense. External links, so linking out to other authority sources in the niche. Then actually publishing, then actually syndicated into social media, right? All this took so many steps, right? And they had to do it manually one by one by one. Now with AI, and again, we're leveraging AI, your startup or your SaaS story, it doesn't need to be with AI, but it's a good technology to build on top of it because it's quite popular and people love it. And in fact, it is a great technology, right? With AI, now what our SaaS allows them to do is they just get to skip ahead of the line, right? Because we do all of these steps for them. So they reach the same spot, right? They reach the goal here, but with AI, they go much faster, right? And so what we optimized for here wasn't necessarily to make a better article, right? Right? We're not optimizing to make the refinery better of the rubber. We are optimizing to make the process, right, that goes from A to B, B to C, C to D, D to E, right, the stairs, right? We're optimizing the processes in between to make them go faster to the end goal, which is money, right? I guess this is all now making sense, right? Again, it's the same thing. The stair analogy is the same thing as the factory analogy, right? We're optimizing the in-between steps. We automate the content writing, right? We then automate the image placing in the article. Then we automate the links, internal and external. Then we automate the videos. We automate all the steps, posting, keyword research, all of it for them, right? So again, we're not making a better article necessarily. We're not like optimizing the end goal. We're not optimizing the end points or the middle points. We're optimizing for the middle points where there is traction and where there can be some improvements, right? So now when you're thinking about a software that you want to build, think about a pain point that exists when a business is taking something from A to B, right? And don't try to better the B, try to better the steps in between, right? That take it from A to B. And I really wanted to explain this because if I just gave you some SaaS ideas, I mean, if you want SaaS ideas, just go to ChatGPT, right? Just, I don't know, Google it. It's best SaaS ideas of 2024. But that's dumb. I mean, maybe. I don't know. But I think that's a bad way to figure out and find SaaS ideas. Because a SaaS idea isn't just a SaaS idea, right? It comes from a actual pain point and an inefficiency in the market that with your software, you go out and solve, right? You have to solve an issue. Otherwise, people won't pay you any money. Now, execute is a big word here because I could give you all my SaaS ideas I have in my brain based on this analogy right here. but most of you will not execute.